I thought Notts County, we knew, were coming here, were scrapping for their lives. And I think that showed. You had one team that, I keep saying it, looked as if they had nothing to play for, and one team that were fighting and scrapping for their lives. And the final outcome was probably the right one.
A fair argument that they probably just wanted it more.
I don't know, but you can say once it more. They had more energy and they had more to play for. You know, they're fighting to stay in the league. You know, the two goals we conceded were poor. You know, we when you go into next week, get a home win, finish the season off, and then we can start the buck.
It looked like you, next season. Sorry, Paul. It looked like you tried to affect the change in the first half. James Coppinger, you were brought into a central position. What was the thinking?
No, but look, we started with a diamond because we thought that would cause them problems. But when you play a diamond, you have to play through the thirds. And we just kept lumping hopeful balls up to Tyson, young Jack. You know, so we changed it around, put Cops in the middle. You know, and I thought he'd done really well in there. But the positives today are we started with three of our kids in the team, you know, Marco, Mitchell and young Jack, and we brought another two on, Billy and Harry Middleton. Giving them game time is going to be important looking forward to next year.
What was said at the break in terms of trying to affect a change then, Paul, and obviously coming out and then conceding so early after the restart?
Yeah, I'll repeat what I said at the break, but I thought we started the second half a lot brighter than we definitely started the first half. And then people not picking up runners into the box, it lets you down, you know, it lets the team down, and it was both our goals were too easy.
Luke McCulloch, Richie Wellen is not involved at all today, Paul. What was the thinking? Were they just not ready or...?
No, they're both injured. Richie took a whack in his foot the other night there, and Luke had stiffened right up from the game the other day, so there was no point in risking him. As I said, look, we want to try and bring our own through, and we've seen that today. It'll be a good learning curve for them today, for the younger kids coming into, you know, good atmosphere, a team that's really fighting and scrapping, which is what this league's about.
Yeah, and a different experience, isn't it? Of course, when you're under the pump in games like this, it's sort of hairs on the chest for these young kids, isn't it?
It is, and I thought they'd done well. I thought all of them who were involved done really well today.
The coming through, obviously, Paul, you've touched on it already about the promotion of youth, maybe a glimpse into the future for next season as well. They're going to be important, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, because it's something we want to do. What they've got to realise is now that they're not kids anymore. You know, they're involved in the first team, they've all played in the first team. And going into next year, they've got to start believing that they're first team squad players and not kids who have been in the youth team or been in the development squad.
And just some final reflections. I mean, the away form in the main has been, well, how would you describe it, Paul, other than obviously today? It's a disappointing blip on the final away game, isn't it?
It is, because I wanted, our away fans have been absolutely phenomenal. We really wanted to get a win for them today. And it's just disappointing that we weren't able to do that.
One last game, obviously. You're sort of heading into final reflection stage, aren't you? Scunthorpe at home next Sunday. How do you view that, Paul? What's the sort of preparation? How's it going to take shape, the preparation? And
look, we'll prepare the same as we do for every game. It's a home game that we desperately want to win. It's a derby as well. You know, we want to go into the close season on the back of a win.
And it would be important, obviously, at the key moat to end the season on a high, wouldn't it? 3 points, fingers crossed.
Yeah, it is. It's important, you know, but, you know, I've said all along, we know what we need to do in the summer, and I think over the last week we've seen why. You know, performances haven't been consistent enough from individuals and the team. I think at times we're too easy to play against, and you know, I'm looking forward to the summer.
I won't expect you to name names, Paul. I mean, are there certain areas that you're looking at where you feel that has to be improved?
We need to strengthen all over. We do. And right in saying that you don't name names, because it's not fair, because people don't go out there not to play well or to make mistakes and everything else. But for us to go in the direction that we want to go to, I've got to recruit and recruit well in the summer.
And are you considering many changes final day, Paul, or how do you think that might look? I mean, you've got 7 days to go at it, obviously.
Yeah, we have. We'll try and get another couple of the kids in there as well. But as I said, it's a derby game and we're going to win.